feel overwhelmed today? Hey, unfortunately, I know the feeling. Some weeks are simply more challenging than others. But when we look up to Jesus, we're always up for the challenge. When life gets harder, we lean harder on the Lord. And leaning harder on the Lord is always a good thing. He never moves. He never changes. He never runs. And He allows us to escape from a purposeless life. With Him, we have purpose to our pain. He never wastes it. He feels our pain with us. And when life gets rough, God uses the rough stuff to polish and refine us into the image of His glorious Son, Jesus Christ. And being like Jesus is the best possible result for our lives because He is perfect. So the other problem is, though, that sometimes it's hard to remember that. And sometimes we get distracted with our lives and start looking at our problems instead of looking to the Lord. And that's when it's easy to lose our joy. So let's be real with each other. It's hard to remember some of these things sometimes. So during this series entitled How to Regain the Joy of the Lord, we will embrace God's grace and seek His face for our daily lives. To begin this series, today I am doing something different for our devotional. I'm including a longer portion of God's Word. This scripture, which I'm about to read, has helped me so much. Just savor the truth with me right now. And, as always, take God's word for it. The passage is 1 Corinthians 4:16 through 18, and I'm using the Amplified Version of the Bible. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear. Though our outer man is progressively decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. For our light, momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour, is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations, a vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. Again, that was 1 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. Praise the Lord for that passage. And I love how it mentioned that our whole affliction is frankly just momentary in comparison to eternity. And how we see another thing here, that the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. So the most amazing thing is that for believers in Jesus Christ, we can know that we only have to, rely on the Lord. And if we live, if we die, we live. We live and never experience eternal death in hell because Jesus saves us. And if you have yet to know the Lord, you can receive Him in your heart today. We're going to pray in a moment, and we're going to pray to receive Jesus and also just receive His grace for our temporary problems. So, before we pray, I want to share a prayer tip of the week. This week's prayer tip: print off today's prayer email and share the encouraging scripture with someone else who needs it. In order to do that, go to our website, prayingpals.org, or simply, forget about the complication of printing off the email, and simply print off the scripture, which is from, again, 1 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. Again, I used the Amplified Version of the Bible, and when you share this scripture, Share it with faith, with someone else who's going through a challenging time. Isn't it an amazing passage? I just love God's word. It is so, so beyond compare to anything that we could ever get from a self-help book. We get the best help from the Lord. His word is true. His word is perfect. His word is so good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for loving us and for providing us with such purpose, even when we're in pain. We thank you that we can rely on you, and we cast our burdens upon you now, Lord. And we pray for all those listening that you would just really wrap your arms around them and help them to sense your presence, Lord Jesus. Carry us through challenging times. And Lord, we just plead your grace and mercy for this week. Help us to rely on you and not on ourselves. And today, some are wanting to receive you for the first time. And so we welcome you, Lord Jesus, into our hearts. We receive what you did on the cross, that you bore our punishment in our place, that you rose again for us, that you conquered sin and death. And we receive you, Lord Jesus, into our hearts. We confess you as Lord. We are sorry for our sins and we repent. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, would rule our lives. We accept you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, you can join us on prayingpals.org. Each Friday, I send out a devotional, and I really hope and pray that you can enjoy savoring God's word with us. Well, God bless you this week, and remember that Jesus still loves you.